The 14th day of the blessed month of Barramutta, the departure of Pope Maximus, the 15th Patriarch of Alexandria. On this day in the year 282 AD, the Holy Father, Pope Maximus, the 15th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. He was born in Alexandria to Christian parents. They enrolled him in the Theological School of Alexandria, and he excelled in the Greek language, philosophy, and the church subjects. He was pious and feared God. Pope Heraclius ordained him deacon, and then Pope Dionysius ordained him priest for St. Mark Church in Alexandria, and delegated to him the exhortation of the people of the city. He was dedicated to serving the people and teaching them, and he endured the suffering that afflicted the Christians under Emperor Decius. After the departure of Pope Dionysius, he was consecrated patriarch in the year 264 AD. During the days of Pope Maximus, the heresy of Mani spread from the Persian country to Egypt. This heresy forbade marriage and eating meats. The Pope paid a special attention to exhorting the people, visiting them, and confirming them in the Orthodox faith through his sermons and teachings. When Maximus finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace after he had sat on the apostolic throne for 17 years and 5 months. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day in the year 389 AD, Saint Aaron of Serug the Syrian departed. This holy father was born in Serug in Mesopotamia to godly Christian parents. They raised him with a Christian upbringing and taught him the evangelical manners. Since his young age, he had adored the life of prayer and worship. When St. Aaron became a young man, he went along with the shepherds to tend to his father's sheep, where he saw a monastery. He went to it and saw how the monks were perfect in virtue and worship. He listened to their prayers and admired their life, and he asked the abbot of the monastery to accept him. The abbot rejoiced and accepted Aaron, and he prophesied that Aaron would be a blessing for many. Aaron dwelt in the monastery for many years, in strife and worship, and then he left and lived in a cave on the mount that was nearby the monastery for 3 years. Afterwards, he went to the mount of the Armenians and became a disciple to the hermit called Gregory. Later on, Aaron went to Jerusalem to receive the blessing of the holy places, and then he returned again to the mount of the Armenians. Aaron established a monastery, and many gathered around him. They became his disciples, and God granted him many gifts. When Saint Aaron grew old and his departure drew near, he gathered his disciples, blessed them, and instructed them with monastic commandments important for their life, and then departed in peace. May the prayers of Saint Aaron be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.